because there was a flock of pigeons in the neighborhood that liked to look for food. And her daddy knew that if they put some corn out there, the pigeons would come down too. And then she could watch them. Well, they did that, and she enjoyed that so much. And then Christmas came, and there was a special Christmas present. Is there anybody here that doesn't like Christmas presents? I don't see any hands. We all like Christmas presents, don't we? Well, this was a special one. And when Susie opened the box, she got so excited. And she ran to Mommy and she said, "Thank you, Mommy," and gave her a hug and a kiss. And then she ran to Daddy and said, "Thank you, Daddy," and gave him a hug and a kiss. What do you think she found in the box? Well, first of all, she found a book on birds, just like her teacher's book. Oh, she'd be able to look the birds up herself and learn all about the birds that Jesus made for us to enjoy. She knew Jesus made the birds and gave them all different kinds of colors. What else do you think was in the box? Oh, she was so excited. A pair of binoculars. Then she could see the birds not only in her backyard, but up in the trees, up in the sky, a long ways away. She could look at them, and she could see what colors they were and what shape their beaks were and the shape of their heads. And then she could look in her book and find out what they were. Well, one day, she was watching the birds outside on her patio. The flock of pigeons had come down, and one of them was having a problem walking. The other birds were hurrying around and getting all the corn, but the one bird could hardly move. He was almost tumbling over. He was having to hop, and the other birds were pushing him out of the way because they were in a hurry to get the corn, and he couldn't get any corn. And she ran and told her daddy, "Daddy, come look, there's something wrong with one of the pigeons." But by the time Daddy got there, the birds were gone. Well, the next day, she watched again. She put out more corn, and sure enough, the pigeons came back, and there was that pigeon having trouble walking. And this time, she was prepared, and she took her binoculars, and she looked at the pigeon through her binoculars. And what do you think that she saw? All wrapped around the pigeon's feet was some string. It had gotten in the string and got all tangled up, and it couldn't walk. And she told her daddy about it, and her daddy said, "What can we do to help that pigeon? I have a plan." She says, "What is it, Daddy? What is it?" And he said, "I will show you tomorrow." Oh, she could hardly wait. So the next day, very early, she went with Daddy. And he went out to the garage and he found a cardboard box. And then he went and he found a stick, something like this one. And then he tied a piece of string on it, a real long piece of string. And then he took the stick and he propped up the edge of the box. And then he took the string and he led it over behind some patio furniture. Then he got the corn and he put out a pile of corn way over here where they were used to eating. And then he made a trail of corn, one after another, and he put some under the box. And he said, "Now, Susie, if you want to stay outside with me, you have to be very quiet. Shh, and you have to sit very still. Do you think you can do that?" And she said, "Oh, yes, Daddy, I can do that." So they went and they got behind the lawn furniture. And they waited and they waited and they waited some more. And finally, sure enough, here come the flock of pigeons and they flew down. And all the pigeons that had no trouble walking went right over to the corn. And the other one was being bumped aside again and having to hop around the edges. And then he spotted a piece of corn over there. And he went and got it. And then he spotted another one. And he saw the trail of corn going right over to the box. And pretty soon, he was over there by the box and looking at all that corn in there. And oh, he was hungry because he'd had problems eating. So he went in under the box to eat the corn. And Daddy pulled on the string real quick. And the stick popped out and the box came down. And all the other pigeons flew away because it scared them. And then Daddy and Susie went over the box, and Daddy very, very carefully lifted up one edge of the box, and he stuck his hand in there, and he got hold of the pigeon. And he brought the pigeon out, and then very carefully he untangled all the string, and he let the pigeon go. Well, do you know that that's what sin does to us? It gets us all tangled up. Maybe we tell something that's not quite true, then we have to tell another untruth and another, and we get all tangled up in the lies. But God had a plan, didn't he? God sent his son, Jesus, down here as a baby so that he could set us free from the entanglements of sin. Now, when Christmas comes, I want you to remember that Jesus came down here as a baby to set us free from sin. And now I have a picture of a pigeon for all of you to color. And I want you to get this. And then before you go back to your seats, I want you to get your activity bag. And there's a special Christmas bag, a gift bag for you that the Clemens have prepared. And so don't go back to your seats without it. And if any of you children did not stay up here for the story, you can come up and get your gift bag at this time. Thank you all for listening. Bags are over there, and in here they come, the wagon full of gift presents. You're welcome. Here's this picture.
I'm going to take this opportunity while the children are getting their special gift bags to mention something else connected with our storyteller today. You will notice that we have a first reading of membership transfer for Kay Parks and also for her daughter Terry Slayton. And we don't normally vote those until our second reading, and so we will follow that. But I won't be here next Sabbath. We have a guest speaker, and they won't be here, unfortunately, next Sabbath. I think my wife wants to say something about it, too.
First of all, boys and girls, make sure that you give Mr. and Mrs. Clemens a huge hug.
Yes.
Because it seems like every year they bring these absolutely beautiful, wonderful bags for the children at Christmas time. So after church, you saw Mr. Clemens and Mrs. Clemens bringing in the wagon. In fact, right now, children, let's say thank you together. One, two, three. Thank you. And you go give them a hug after, because it's really special that they pack these bags. Now, I just want to say something. I'd like for Kay Parks and Terry Slayton to stand. If you haven't met these two ladies, you've missed a real treat. And I know they are not going to like what I'm going to say, but God has given them very special gifts. And they're gifts of ministering. And I know that Kay has been coming for a while, and her daughter started coming, Terry, and they came to minister. Isn't that wonderful? And already they are ministering like you wouldn't believe. Kay has been such an addition to our children's stories. And she is working in various areas of the church. You'll see this coming year. And Terry has been such a blessing in our young adult ministry that I'd like for us as an audience to really pray for them, that their ministry will grow here in Yountville. So we are so thankful to have both of you here.
Since our nominating committee has put you to work already, we thought we should get this through without delay, even though you won't be here next Sabbath. So this group will be voting in your absentia next week. Now I would like to invite two young people up here, Carly Peters and Robbie Ingham. If you could come and join me up here, I'd appreciate it. I want you to look at these two young people very carefully. They have been studying for quite some time now to prepare for baptism. We've been talking about their baptism, and they have chosen Christmas Day to be baptized. Now, you probably heard my wife announce that in the announcement period, so now you see who it is that's being baptized. Now, there's one other thing besides accepting Christ that baptism is for. You remember that baptism also signifies joining the body of Christ, right? I have a question for these young people, and then I have a question for you. Carly and Robbie. Is it your desire to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And do you commit yourself to follow the biblical teachings that this church represents? Is that your desire?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we've been studying a long while, and I want to personally commend these two young people to you for their sincerity and their eagerness to know and understand. They love to ask questions, and I love people who ask questions, by the way. So, I would like to ask of the members of this congregation if there's someone who would move that we accept these two into our fellowship subject to their baptism Christmas Day. All right, see that? And I'm going to take that as a second. There were so many people who moved that. All those who would like to welcome Carly and Robbie. All right, see that? You come Christmas afternoon at 5 o'clock to this sanctuary, and we're going to move that tree and a couple of things right there because that's going to be filled with water. The Roths planned it so, and so we will have a good baptism. I can hardly wait. Thank you.
Well, I know you've been enjoying the cello. There's more to come. I'd like to introduce Mr. John Bennett. He teaches at Pacific Union College, college students. He teaches cello and also in Pollen Hall there to elementary children. He conducts the Pollen Center Cello Choir. He's also in the Napa Valley and Vallejo Symphony, and he coaches the Berkeley Youth Orchestra. And I asked him, do you have trouble eating or sleeping when you're doing all that? He said, no, I don't have trouble eating, but sleeping a little bit. We really welcome you here. His wife and he reside in Vallejo, and we really appreciate you taking time to bless us. John, thank you, and I hope you'll come again. Thank you.